Welcome to another episode of Sunshine from Heaven. Let's dive right in. Today's scripture will be coming from John, the third chapter, the 16th through the 18th verse. I'll be reading the New Living Translation. Ready? Let's read. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. There is no judgment against anyone who believes in him, but anyone who does not believe in him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son. I've read to you John, the third chapter, the 16th through the 18th verse. May God add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. I encourage you to read God's word for yourself. It is more urgent than ever that we get this information firsthand. How many times have you loved somebody and you loved them so much that all you wanted was for them to love you in return? And you didn't even care if their love was as great as yours. You just wanted them to love you. Happens every day. God loves us so much that he's wanting that love and attention from us. That's why he wakes us up every day. That's why he gives us air every day. That's why he does so many of the things that he's done. That's why he created us. Because he wanted us to love him without being forced to love him. One thing that is happening right now in the world is that there's so many pastors and or false prophets and false teachers teaching different things about God and what God wants. But one thing I am so happy about is that our salvation or our relationship with God through Jesus Christ is one-on-one. Nobody else can give it to you. Nobody else can take it from you. Nobody else can build it for you. You have to build it for yourself. That's why it's so important that we go and we seek God for ourselves. We can't rely on the word of somebody else. We can't believe what somebody else tells us. We have to get the information firsthand. And God is willing and waiting to give it to us firsthand. That's why Jesus sent back the Holy Spirit for confirmation. But you have to believe. And you have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior to have access to the Holy Spirit to get the information confirmed through the Holy Spirit. My prayer today is that God will open your heart and your mind to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and get the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not going to force you to do anything, but it is going to show you the truth. And then you have to decide where you want to be when it's all said and done, because every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Forget what you heard. Go and seek God for yourself. May God bless you and keep you this day. And remember, share a little sunshine.